Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Self-Help. How often do you think about you? Is your life and all that comes with it always on your mind? It can be very easy to get caught up in thought and only be concerned with, well, you. But there's a problem with this kind of mindset, and it comes at a high cost. The more of you there is, the farther apart it drives your relationship with God. It's hard to not be concerned with your own situation. However, letting go can produce a freedom that allows you to live a more fulfilled and joyful life in Christ and be more aware of the people around you. Now here's Joyce from her series, Self-Help.
Well, this weekend I'm going to teach on self. Yeah, somebody over there got it. And it's not about how to take selfie pictures of ourselves all day long. I know that's a big, new, cool thing that everybody's doing. I'm not trying to make everybody mad, but I said, I've spent the last almost 40 years of my life teaching people how to die to self, and now everybody's all day long are taking pictures of themselves and putting it on the internet for all the world to see, like everybody cares, so. But anyway, love you, just having some fun. So we're gonna talk this weekend about some self-sins. And I didn't call it that because I knew nobody would buy the series after it was over. So we're calling it self-help. How to escape self-overload and live a life of fulfillment. And we're going to talk about four things this weekend in four different sessions. Self-righteousness, which is a sin because it's not the will of God. Self-confidence, which is also not the will of God. And some of you think, well, I thought I was supposed to be confident. Well, you are, but confident in God, not confident in yourself. And self-pity. No, I'm not telling you which session I'm teaching what in. And then self-centeredness. But first, I want to start with just a little foundation about balance. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. This is a scripture that God put before me early in my walk with him, and I studied it and really got a lot out of it, especially in the Amplified Bible. Now, you know, I got a new Bible here, so now all these pages are going to stick together all. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams about like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Now, you know, maintaining balance in our lives is quite a challenge. Doing enough, but not doing too much. Doing for other people, but not getting to the point where you never do anything for yourself and you burn yourself out. Working, but also resting. Giving, but also saving and spending. We should give to other people, but you should spend some of your money on yourself. You should save some of it, because there's no balance if we just do all of one and none of the other. To be healthy, we need to eat balanced meals. So balance is a big deal in life. And you know, one of the questions that people ask me all the time, especially when I do television interviews or radio interviews or magazine interviews, is how do you keep your priorities straight with a schedule like yours? And one time I said, I'm always straightening them out. And I thought, you know what, that's the best answer. Because I don't know that anybody ever just gets all their priorities straight and then they just keep them straight the whole time. I think we're always having to relook at things in our life and readjust and readapt. So if I'm going to talk about this for a few minutes, this would just be a good time for you to ask yourself, is there any area in my life where I'm out of balance? We're going to do a lot of ask yourself tonight. I don't want you just to listen to me. I want you to ask yourself some questions, or at least write the questions down and go home and have a meeting with yourself. A meeting with yourself can produce a lot, I can tell you. It's just amazing. Because there's really no point in just coming to something like this just to see what I look like in real life. If you're going to come, you need to come because you want to grow, you want to change, and you want your life to be better, and you want to glorify God more. So just ask yourself, is there any area of my life where I'm out of balance? Because this scripture says that be well balanced, for your adversary, the devil, roams about like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. So he has an open door to people that are out of balance, and we tend to be extreme. And so, like tonight, I'm going to teach you about self-righteousness. Well, that doesn't mean that you don't try to do things right. It just means that you know that no matter how much you do right, you can never be right with God by what you do, that your righteousness has to come from Him as a gift. And then out of knowing who you are in Him, you strive to do the right thing because you love Him, not to get Him to love you. Now, I'll say it again, so don't worry about that. A few times. Now, what I just spit out of my mouth took me probably about 20 years to learn. Because we really want to impress people, and we really want to impress ourselves. You know, a lot of what we do just to impress ourselves. You ever find yourself praying out loud in front of a group of people, and you realize you're not even really talking to God, you're just praying to impress the people? And no, well, I have. I guess I'm in worse condition than you. I don't know. But we need to have a balanced attitude towards self. Before I ever start off into these self sins, you need to have a balanced attitude towards self. So you need to love yourself, but not be in love with yourself. There's a difference. You want to take care of yourself. You want to respect yourself. You want to invest in yourself. You want to do things for yourself, but yet you don't want to be selfish and self-centered. There's a big difference. Matthew 22, 36 through 40 says, the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And it was a big breakthrough for me when I realized many years ago that I really could not love anybody else until I learned how to love myself. And I didn't like me. And if you don't like you, you are in for a rough road in life, because as I say all the time, everywhere you go, there you are. You know, I mean, I don't even look forward to having a cup of coffee with somebody I don't like, let alone spending a lifetime with them. And I think a lot of times we just spend our lifetime not liking ourselves and comparing and competing and doing all kinds of things. And if I don't teach you that you need to have a good relationship with yourself, then when I start talking later about not being selfish and self-centered, I can just drive you into more of a problem than what you've already got. You need to be balanced. Don't be in love with yourself, but love yourself. Don't just do things for yourself to the exclusion of never doing anything for anybody else, but don't just do everything for everybody else and never do anything for yourself. Because the greatest gift that you can give the world is a healthy you. There's nothing worse than trying to be in a relationship with somebody that is emotionally dysfunctional because they don't have any balance in their lives. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:11 that we are to pursue peace with God, peace with ourselves, and peace with our fellow man. Look at the bottom part of that scripture. Do not merely desire peaceful relations with God and with your fellow man and with yourself, but pursue and go after them. So ask yourself, are you at peace with yourself? Some of these questions that I'm going to tell you to ask yourself may be things that you've never even taken the time to ask yourself. Do you have a good relationship with yourself? Do you enjoy spending time with yourself? Or do you always have to have something going on around you, some kind of noise going on, something happening, people around all the time, the TV on, so, you know, something happening all the time. And, you know, not always. I mean, it can just be something you've done as a habit, but sometimes people are just, they just don't want to spend time with themselves. It's very important, if you've never done it, that sometime this weekend you come to terms of peace with yourself. And the only way you can do that is to learn how to receive the forgiveness of God for all the things that you've done wrong in the past And when we receive God's forgiveness, that means that we forgive ourselves. We take that forgiveness and we say, okay, I'm going to let it go too. It means that you don't spend your life feeling guilty and condemned and feeling ashamed. We should feel disappointed when we make mistakes, but we don't have to get buried under that disappointment and just constantly feel like I can never do anything right. For years and years, I had a record playing in my head. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Anybody else have that record at home? And we look at other people and we compare ourselves with them and we think, well, why aren't I like that? Why can't I do that? If you really like who you are, it'll set you free from comparing yourself with other people, from competing with other people, from the tyranny of perfectionism, of always thinking that you have to do everything perfect all the time. We need balance. It's really impossible to love other people, which should be the number one goal of every believer. That is our goal as a believer, to walk in faith and to walk in love. That's it. If you want to just narrow it down to a little capsule that you can go home with, what is this all about? You know, what am I supposed to be doing as a Christian? Walk in faith, walk in love. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. God loves you. You receive his love. You love him back. Then out of that, you can finally begin to love other people. Unhealthy, emotionally dysfunctional people cannot really love other people properly, because what they do, even the good things that they do, they're doing to get something or to be well thought of or to be admired rather than just to give something. And real love just is pure giving. You're giving not to get something, not to be admired, not to be appreciated, not for any other ulterior motive. You're just doing what God does. You just love because, and you do it unconditionally. And we all know that takes a lifetime to keep learning and growing in. But it's a great pursuit. I would certainly rather be pursuing learning how to love other people than pursuing getting my own way all the time, which I wasted a lot of years doing, and finally found out that no matter how much I try to make myself happy, I cannot make myself happy by trying to get myself everything that myself wants. Has anybody else learned that? There's so many wonderful, amazing things that Jesus sets us free from. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. We're going to look at it. You won't care for the scripture, but we need to look at it anyway. And then I'm going to head into self-righteousness. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. And Jesus called to him the throng with his disciples, and he said unto them, if anyone intends to come after me, let him deny himself, forget himself, ignore himself, disown and lose sight of himself and all of his own interests, and take up his cross and follow me. Nobody's cheering.
Thanks for listening. Start restoring balance in your life as you learn to place God first and not yourself when you order today's offer, Self-Help. This teaching series is available now as either a 4-CD set or digital download for a gift of any amount in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
The Love Life Women's Conference is sold out, but don't worry, you can still join us, and from the comfort of your own home. Sign up for the 2018 Love Life Women's Conference live stream. Hear powerful messages by Joyce Meyer, Priscilla Shire, Lisa Harper, and Sarah Jakes Roberts. Worship with Elevation Worship and Natalie Grant. Register today for the 2018 Love Life Women's Conference live stream. Visit us at joycemeyer.org/WCLive.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.